This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Tell me, folks. Lay it on me. Let's go. 800-228-0550. Busy show today. It's sort of our modus operandi here. MO for short. For those who live in Lakes Country. Just in case you missed that. No, I love Lakes Country. You know I do. But I got to have my Rio Linda, don't I? Anyway, I'm Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here. Todd, the radio god. Doesn't have a phone today, but he has a microphone. That's a good thing. No phone, but a microphone.
Part of a phone.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, exactly.
It's not bad.
You lose the stress, right? Yeah. 24/7.
I could have thrown this thing in a river years ago. Why didn't I think of that?
Kevin Flynn here is manning our Fargo studio. Todd's in Bismarck today, and we have lots of social media interaction going for you today, right here. James McCarty's here. James is doing our social media, doing a little live tweeting on What's On Your Mind Radio, the Twitter handle. So if you want to find out what happened, if you happen to miss for a moment or two, we'll forgive you. You can just go to the Twitter feed, follow us right there, and find out what is happening. What's kind of scary is I just say stuff. I don't, you know, nothing's written down. I just, when I give an opinion, it's just in my heart. It's in my head. I just say it. But James over here, he writes it down. He puts it down, and I look back and said, boy, I said that. I didn't even know I said that. Forgotten I said that. Said so much, how could I not forget? Anyway.
What? What are we talking about again?
Yeah, the point is, who's on first? No, the point is, what's on your mind? That's why we call it What's On Your Mind. So with the number of guests today, which are going to be interesting, Congressman Kelly Armstrong is going to give you some great insight into the damage that can be done from the shutdown of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Okay. The damage that could be done. And you have an effort by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe to do enormous economic harm to the state of North Dakota because they lost a fair and square battle in court, I don't know how many times, and now they found themselves an Obama judge who has joined the deep state. Let's hurt Trump if we can hurt Trump. We don't want to shut it down now. Let's wait until a few months before the election. Then we'll shut it down.
We needed more economic harm, too, right? We haven't had enough of that in 2020. Let's have more.
Now, I don't pretend to say that, you know, that started with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. That's the deep state. That's D.C. That's, you know, Earth Justice and everything they're doing, okay? But the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's name is on that lawsuit. So it is the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe that is going to harm, if they get their way, every road project, every water project, it crosses everything. It does. Schools. The dollars they will remove from education, from infrastructure projects, is real. I found it ironic that they were before the State Tax Commission yesterday, or not the State Tax Commission, they were actually at a interim tax committee of the state legislature.
Okay.
And they were saying, you know, our gaming revenue is down. So how about a little something for the gaming revenue down? Because, the reason the gaming revenue down is these ETAB machines you guys allowed in other places. No, I think the reason gaming is down is because when you claim to be a good neighbor, yet want to stick it to North Dakotans, there's going to be a consequence of that. There's going to be a consequence. And, I think the same of the MHA Nation. You know, Governor Doug Burgum has taken a lot of heat for his part in trying to bridge the divide between our Native American neighbors and state government. The Native Americans applaud him for that. I applaud him for that. A lot of people applaud him for that. He did take heat from some to say, you're spending a lot of time over there, a lot of time. Meanwhile, you're ignoring a lot of folks here who are following the rules and don't sue you and don't, you know, do those things. But Hopefully it bears some fruit. Well, the fruit it's now bearing is the MHA Nation not being comfortable with the deal. They've been offered again and again a fair deal related to mineral rights and Lake Sakakawea, what's under Lake Sakakawea. So they're now suing. They're now suing in federal court to try and get a better deal than one that could be bridged, sent across the table. And also, they benefit from the Dakota Access Pipeline. Let's have a tribal sovereign nation to tribal sovereign nation conversation about that. There's where Chairman Fox could do some good in expressing the concern and the hurt that will come to MHA Nation, not just the rest of North Dakota, because Standing Rock has decided to be in the middle of a lawsuit with Earth Justice, a radical, and I mean George Soros radical, entity that wants to do enormous harm to the state of North Dakota and to the fossil fuel industry, just like Joe Biden did yesterday. He unveiled the Destroy North Dakota's Economy plan. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. Yeah.
I thought it was the Build Back Better plan.
I want to see that on somebody's bumper sticker. Yeah. I want to see, I'm for Joe. He's going to destroy North Dakota's economy. Yeah. Anybody votes for the guy, that's what you're going to get. So Kelly Armstrong's going to talk about that. He's also going to talk about Measure 3 today on the program. And Measure 3 is a flat-out disaster. What's Measure 3, Scott? Measure 3 will be on the ballot in November where you'll have a choice to destroy voting as you know it in North Dakota. Because some people paid a lot of money to some North Dakota people to say, hey, go hire some people and just tell people that you want to help veterans vote. You want to help military overseas vote. Just tell them that. Don't tell them about that rank voting stuff. We've seen this movie before. They did it in Maine. They took out a Republican governor there. They can't win using the traditional Democratic rules of the road that have been in place for hundreds of years in North Dakota. They can't win that way. They can't say, here's what I'm for, vote for me. They've got to game the system. It's the only way these Democrats can win. So they've seen, look, we can't win with the current rules, so let's change the rules. And let's change the Constitution. I happen to think the Constitution's all right. And if you're going to change it, I don't want some kids getting paid $25 an hour lying to me, being the reason it changes, and hiding behind what you do. Measure 3 is a disaster. If you got asked to sign a petition under the auspices that you are helping our military overseas vote, call the Secretary of State's office in North Dakota today and tell them you want your name removed. My goal is that 15,000 people do that and this thing goes away before it gets on the ballot. That's a tall order, I understand. So what we'll have to do instead is spend a lot of energy on things related to this between now and November. And by the way, I am a partner in a broadcast entity that benefits from fights like Measure 3. I'm telling you, I don't want to see it on the ballot. I'm telling you, I don't want that money. But we will have to expend a lot of time and a lot of effort on this program. There will be a lot of media battles over that when we ought to be talking about how in the world can a pipeline get shut down? Who in the world is going to invest in the future knowing the pipeline could be a political weapon that the left is going to use? What happens if Joe Biden wins instead of Donald Trump? What's that going to look like? I mean, all the issues that really matter to the future of this country. Sucks all that air up. So call the Secretary of State's office. Tell everybody you know, if you got sucked into that deal, call. Tell them you were lied to. And by the way, the Secretary of State's office is very aware of what they did. I'm surprised, honestly, that as much as they know, they aren't saying, wait a minute, we're not accepting these signatures as valid. We have too many complaints. That's what they ought to do.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
All these, from Biden on down, to eliminate fossil fuels, are they already on horse and buggy, those people? Are they all already?
Kevin. Stop with the logic.
I'm sorry?
Stop with the logic.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Don't apply logic to any of these arguments.
working with the Amish to get some buggies built.
Hypocrisy, but it's unbelievable. I mean, look at the DAPL protest. They flew in from all over. I have files. I have files full of people telling me stories about individuals they sat next to talking about how they were being paid to protest.
Yeah.
Flying in and out.
Yeah.
And people with, I mean, fistfuls of cash bailing people out.
SUVs bringing them where they need to go.
Exactly. All kinds of crazy liberals funding all kinds of crazy kids with their cell phones. By the way, that was just a preview of everything we've seen. Right?
Good point. Yep.
It's the same thing you see in downtown Fargo at a Black Lives Matter protest, because it's not Black Lives Matter. No, it is we hate cops. We're just going to say that Black Lives Matter so we can get an effort going to defund police, and it's happening. And every time they get a cop to do something really stupid, which thankfully is very, very, very rare, here we go, game on. Let's go raise some more money. It's the world we live in today, folks. All right, that's what's on my mind. What's on yours? Cheryl and Bismarck, you're first. Anybody else behind her? 258-0550. Call.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get to the phones here at 258-0550. One little note today. Call, regardless of whether the guest is on a different topic, if you need a business boost. You know, I'm growing very concerned about the level of return to normal for businesses. It is what it is from March to now. I get it. Okay? But the real problem seems to me that we're beyond a lot of the very big health concerns that we had early on. Are there still some? Yes, but we know so much more, and we know what to do. We know 20% of you should just stay safe. Whatever that looks like for you, stay safe. 80%, you can go to the store. You can shop. You can do things. But the 80% are not doing that. Why? I think politicians are scaring the crap out of them. That's why. I think the media is scaring the crap out of them. That's why. Now, I can tell you, ignore that. Get good advice from your doctor, and don't listen to any other expert. And certainly don't listen to a political leader. Now, most of them have the best intentions. But when all day long they're getting inundated with data and health experts saying, oh, this, of course they're going to come out and say, do that, do this, do that. And what are you going to do? I'm just going to err on the side of caution. That's hammering our businesses. And I am not going to stand for it any longer. I'm not. I want everybody safe. I want everybody to live a long, healthy life. Trust me, I do. But I also can't tell you that without telling you, you can't live your life in fear. That is no way to live. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And it is the 16th of July, 2020. It's time. So, if you have a business, if you'd like more customers, you've got a free platform here to call. I can't give you the whole show, but if you say, hey, here's what I do, here's where we're at, love to see you, come on by, please come back. Give us a call, 2580550. Cheryl in Bismarck is coming up, but I first have to tell you, because I feel a little lunch coming on. I'm feeling a little hunger pain. Is it a pain or a pang?
Pain.
It's a pain, a hunger pain.
Oh, yeah, a little pain.
What's the pang?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know
what
pain?
Never heard that.
Todd, you know a pang? Pond or pang, pool or pond, you know, pain or
be good for you.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah.
Whatever.
Do you know a pang, Todd? Do you know what I'm talking about with a pang?
No.
All right, I'm feeling the hunger pains coming. I'll go with Kev. I'll go with Todd. They say I'm nuts on this pang thing, so it's Thursday.
I'm not
today.
Saying you're nuts. Just because I don't know something doesn't mean you're nuts.
Well, okay, thank
could
you.
Mean I'm nuts.
See, Toddy's handing
I
out
probably
those,
am nuts.
Handing out those compliments saying I'm not nuts again. That's great. Sweet and sour chicken. 12th Avenue Fargo location of PetroServe USA today. How's that sound? Sweet and sour chicken, I-29 and 12th Avenue North for the PetroServe USA. I could go west a little, West Fargo, lasagna with garlic toast. What about the chicken in Mandan? You can't even believe the chicken in Mandan, PetroServe USA. It is, it's just, and it's at many of their locations as well, very good. Meatloaf dinner in Harwood, pulled pork, or the French dip sandwich, either or, in Valley City. They always have two great specials at that. The best location in North Dakota for any convenience store. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. 4 for $4 deals there. The pizza, the two cookies, the 20-ounce drink, coffee or pop, your choice, and the chicken. Did I mention the chicken? The karma rolls, have I mentioned those? Valley Dairy Store is part of the PetroServe family as well. Tell them Scott sent you. Cheryl in Bismarck, what's on your mind, Cheryl?
Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
I'll use my professional name, Chicken Weenie.
You're the chicken weenie lady. Oh, you've made my day.
I'm looped into signing that stupid petition, which I've been trying to get off of for the last month. We were in the Sam's parking lot. Gal come up, cute little thing. Would you like to sign this petition so we can get our servicemen overseas to be able to vote in election? And I being the mother of three service people, my husband was also one. Yes, anything for the service people that I can do to help them. In the meantime, I find out that we're already extended a longer time. So, and then it was, I asked her, is this sponsored by both parties? Oh, yes. Well, then I asked somebody that I know up at the Capitol, and I said, is this sponsored by both parties? Well, there's a couple names on there that are Republican, and I thought, So I said, can I call and get my name off? So they gave me a number. I tried for 2 days on the number. I went down to the building here in Bismarck that supposedly was their building, knocked on the door. I looked in the window. There's nothing in that building. So it's a bunch of phony baloney, plastic banana, paying stuff.
Plastic banana. Wow. Yeah. I've never heard that analogy, but with being fake, but that's pretty good. Now, so tell me, did you call the Secretary of State? Have you called the Secretary of State's office yet?
I did not. I had a number of the people to take my name off. You know, somebody gave me a number of that office here in town. Was their office. So I
they're not going to take your name off. First of all, Cheryl, these people are scum. If they're coming up to you in the Sam's Club, if they're coming up to you in the Sam's Club parking lot saying, if you sign this, veterans, overseas military have longer to vote. It is, and not tell you everything that you're voting on and what you're putting on the ballot. They're scum. Now, I don't know how in the world, knowing what we know, and people have them on video lying, this isn't hyperbole. This is the real deal. I don't know how we don't have some kind of reform to say, if that's the way you conduct yourself, then your petition is invalid. It's canceled. Go away. We don't want you in North Dakota. So that's one thing. Maybe that's for the legislature to fix. For your problem, and I hope 15,000 others, it would be to call the Secretary of State's office. And if you don't mind, just tell us how that process goes, okay?
Well, I would love to. And I don't like voting absentee ballot voting. I don't believe in that either. If I can't go down to the election office and sign, then I don't vote.
Cheryl, good for you. And we'll defeat this nonsense, but we'll use a lot of energy doing it, sadly. But I think most importantly right now is to try and not even have it on the ballot because it just takes too much effort. Appreciate it, Cheryl. Thank you very much. Let me get to some texts here. Somebody said... where are my tickets for Medora? Those are on the way. If you sent us a video on camera, you told us what you love about Teddy Roosevelt, we're sending those tickets out. So if you haven't gotten them, you can text me at 701-367-2054 and let me know. Texter says, I was duped. Give the phone number to call the Secretary of State, 701-328-4146. Talk to Leanne. Thank you for that. So there you go, Chicken Little. What do we call the...
Here.
Cheryl in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I'm concerned about the do-nothing people in Congress that will not stand up and support our president, the Republicans. They're chicken weenies.
Chicken weenies! Thank you, Cheryl. Secretary of State number for Cheryl and everyone else, 701-328-4146. Talk to Leanne. Okay? Texter says, I'm changing my shopping practices. Please encourage small businesses to sympathize, open, and not require masks. You know what that means? Sympathize, open, and not require masks. Going to do everything possible to eliminate any purchases from businesses requiring masks. Interesting. Okay, more of your calls. Welcome Leona and Mandan next on the line, and we're going to talk to John Hinderacher when we come back. Stay tuned for that.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the second time in a week, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted an injunction on a federal execution. By a divided vote with the four liberal judges dissenting, it lifts an injunction against the death of convicted killer Wesley Perkey, whose lawyers argue he's mentally unfit for execution. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he wants to prioritize support for schools when it comes time for a new coronavirus relief bill. He also says he's open to more direct
direct checks to Americans, but he says there was a big mistake in the last bill.
The one mistake I think we made in the unemployment area was providing a bonus that actually made it more attractive for many people to stay home rather than go back to work.
The president's replacing his campaign manager, Brad Parscale, with the deputy manager, Bill Stepien, and this is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, girl.
Hey, what's on your mind? We believe very strongly in the engine of small business, and I'm loving the text that I'm getting right now about businesses and coming back. And again, if we can help in any way, call the show. Let us know. Love to have a free plug, because it is very evident that the media narrative, that much of the political narrative about COVID is political in nature. It's going to vanish on November 4th. Mark my words. Now, not everybody's in that camp. If governors, for instance, our own governor in North Dakota, Doug Burgum, he's managing what is, this massive enterprise, and much of his day and much of the apparatus of state government is COVID, COVID, COVID. Well, of course they're going to then convey COVID, COVID, COVID. Who wants to go buy a lawnmower in an environment like that? We got to get off this. We got to quit playing on their playing field with their rules, and so that's why I have a mission to help take care of business. Like our friends at DAC Diesel, for instance. DAC Diesel, they do some really good work. Started as a one- and two-person shop. Called in one day and said, I do really good diesel. I'd love to have your listeners be my customers. And now there's four or five mechanics there, hard at it. That's what we love. That's the American way. And if you need anything fixed that's diesel, I mean, that could be the tractor, that could be the semi, it could be a pickup truck, whatever, anything diesel. Repair, maintenance, they do it all at DAC Diesel. They're in Bismarck, but servicing vehicles from all over. They do house calls, for crying out loud. Who does that anymore? Well, let me come out and take a look at it. It's not running. We'll get it running for you. Call them at 701-258-5011 or online at DACDiesel.com. All right, Leona and Mandan, and then John Hinderrock are going to be here to tell you about a breath of fresh air that you need to hear about, the Center for the American Experiment. Stay tuned for that coming up in just a moment. Leona, what is on your mind? Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, Scott. A few years ago, during the Obama administration, my husband and I took an Amtrak trip out west to Vancouver, Washington. And on our return trip, we were delayed at the Vancouver train depot because of a fire in the train in Seattle, whatever. They had to clean all that up first. But while we were waiting in that train depot, my husband was walking around looking at different things on the wall, and he saw a plaque on the wall that mentioned a metal plaque that mentioned that Warren Buffett and President Obama had their fingers in the oil trade. And it doesn't surprise me to think that they might be behind. I think they own the railroad track, or I know they had their fingers in this. And they also owned every time we passed an oil train, the Amtrak train would have to slow down and let the oil train go by us. They had priority over the Amtrak. And then our engine went out, and we had to sit in extreme heat in July and wait for the next engine to come because the oil train had screwed everything up on the whole track. But I can see where the Obama administration and whatever else is involved in this DAPO call back here.
No doubt about it. Leona, it sounds like you have a spouse in the background that's giving you additional input. I love that. You guys are quite a team.
We are.
I love it.
Suckered into this. We also got suckered into signing this petition, just like Cheryl from Bismarck, and we'll be calling that Leanne.
Fantastic. Good for you. Let's have 15,000 people do that. Leona, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. Tell your husband hi. Don't you love that? Are you on the phone and you're trying to talk to somebody and somebody else said, hey.
Love it.
I want to tell you next about an organization that we are so proud to call friends and look forward to helping them in any way we can. They are the Center for the American Experiment. They have a mission. It's to build a culture of prosperity for Minnesota and the nation. So it is a Minnesota organization, but this is about the nation as much as anything. Because, it is a free enterprise. It's limited government. It's individual freedom. It's time-tested American virtues that, unfortunately, are becoming more and more extinct. We got to do something about that. John Hinderacher, who heads the Center of the American Experiment, joins us now. John, how are you?
Hey, doing great. Glad to be with you.
And John and I got to know each other, I don't know how many years ago, but you were doing that magnificent Powerline blog, still do, and it's a go-to resource, and unearthing things that never made the light of day in the Star Trib or any of the news organizations in Minnesota, doing some great, great work. So I've appreciated our relationship over the years, and I'm glad you're at the helm of the Center for the American Experiment. Before we talk about I want to talk about this mission you guys have in supporting law enforcement, which I think is wonderful. Would you tell people about the organization, what you're all about?
Well, sure. Center of the American Experiment has been around for about 30 years. I've been running the organization since the beginning of 2016. And basically, we are spokesmen for the conservative point of view here in Minnesota. We are the conservative voice for Minnesotans. And we're conventionally thought of as a think tank. We're one of a network of state-based policy organizations, but we're a lot more activist than most organizations that are described as think tanks. And we'll talk about that in a minute. You know, like our pro-law enforcement campaign. We love radio ads. We love billboards. We love internet videos. And we do everything we can to get conservative messages in front of Minnesotans.
What does it say that it takes an entity like the Center of the American Experiment to have to kick off a campaign to say we support law enforcement? What does it say about the environment in which we live right now?
You know, this is unbelievable. Our polling shows that Minnesotans are overwhelmingly pro-law enforcement. 85% support their local police departments. 78% oppose this just crazy movement to defund and disband police forces. And yet, it's the other side that gets all the attention. We saw the riots in Minneapolis and St. Paul. $500 million worth of damage in Minneapolis alone. We've seen the Minneapolis City Council actually vote to defund and disband the Minneapolis Police Department. It's almost unbelievable. We've seen vandals tear down the statue of Christopher Columbus on the grounds of the Minnesota State Capitol while state police were ordered to stand by and do nothing. And our Lieutenant Governor, Peggy Flanagan, applauds the vandalism, says this is just great. Great to see vandals tear down a statue on the state capitol grounds. And so in the wake of the riots and the anti-police movement that we're seeing all around us, violent crime is way up in the Twin Cities and especially is way up in the city of Minneapolis. And so our view, Scott, is that it is time for the silent majority to be heard, and we are launching a program over the next few days that's going to continue on into the fall to support law enforcement in Minnesota.
So glad you're doing that. I mean, obviously, I think it's nice to hear those numbers, but not surprising that there's that level of support with the local police. And I don't know, part of me says, you know, are there people that are sitting at home seeing this and just quietly saying, oh, my gosh, never again, never again? I mean, you've got police unions now endorsing Donald Trump, right? You have significant, this seems to me that the AOC, Ilhan Omar wing of the Democratic Party has won, and that's not going to be good long term for Democrats. Am I being naive in thinking that?
Well, I hope you're right. I don't think there is any other wing of the Democratic Party. Somebody find it for me. As far as I could see, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Joe Biden, you know, they're peas in a pod. And so we really need to to be the voice of the conservative majority in the Twin Cities and in Minnesota. And so, Scott, we have got a website that is not live yet, but it's going to be live by the weekend. The website is supportmnpolice.com, and you can go there and sign a petition in support of Minnesota law enforcement. We've got 38 billboards that are going up all over the Twin Cities a Sunday night. And so if you drive into the Twin Cities, you're undoubtedly going to see some of our billboards. And we've got radio ads coming. Your listeners are going to hear our radio ads because we're going to play them on your show. And we're going to do everything we can to mobilize the support that we know is there and give voice to the majority of Minnesotans who don't want violent crime in their neighborhoods and who want to support law enforcement.
Fantastic. Ryan, Aberdeen, South Dakota, question for our guest, John Hinderacher, on what's on your mind. Go ahead, Ryan.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you, John. I became a big fan of yours after Ed Morrissey introduced me to Powerline Blog some years ago.
Great.
My question for you is, after everything that you've seen in your home state of Minnesota, do you think there is room for police reform by way of community policing initiatives, making police more members of the community that they patrol?
You know, there have been so many community policing initiatives over the last, 20, 30, 40 years. It's not a new idea. And I think a lot of them have been good. I think that urban police departments like the ones in Minneapolis and St. Paul have made real efforts to get their officers, better integrated and better known in the communities they serve. And I think those, those efforts can be very worthwhile. But at the end of the day, the unique role of police officers is not to be social workers. You know, there's talk in Minneapolis about, let's replace our police department with social workers. Well, when the bullets start to fly, you don't call a social worker. And I think, it's public safety that's the issue here. And I think, community policing initiatives can be great. It depends exactly what they are, what you're talking about. But, we need the men in blue and women in blue to protect us against violent criminals.
Thanks, Ryan, for the call. Appreciate it. Do you think this, the whole George Floyd situation, what's come after the police defunding effort, the city council voting for that, does that help or hurt the Trump administration's chances in Minnesota, in your view?
Well, I think it helps. I think any time that people are focused on an issue that's as visceral and as of great concern as violent crime, it helps the people who are four square against it. And in this case, that's not Joe Biden. It's Donald Trump. So I do think that from a political standpoint, if people are focused on the issue of violent crime and what to do about it, it's going to be helpful to conservative candidates across the board.
Well, refreshing polling that you've done. I appreciate that good work that you do at the Center of the American Experiment. Your events are fantastic. Candace Owens, not long ago, I know our audience is a big fan and quite timely to have her here before all of this mess that we're now dealing with. So keep up the good work. And folks want to find out more about the Center of the American Experiment, you go to americanexperiment.org and then bookmark supportmnpolice.org because that'll be coming next. And we look forward to conversations in the coming weeks to do some good and get folks thinking a little bit here about taking back Minnesota. I've suggested, John, that North Dakotans adopt Minnesota. And the Jason Lewis race is one we're watching, but just the overall mentality of how the Twin Cities is taking over. So we got your back here on the North Dakota side, and looking forward to folks in Western Minnesota engaging as well. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
John Hinderacher. See him on Fox News Channel. Check him out at the Powerline blog. And again, americanexperiment.org. Organization well worthy of your hard-earned dollars, too. They'll do some good with it.
I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. And I love America. So do you. I crisscross these great plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now, I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pipers Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Pipers will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention, featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Pipers for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Animoose, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pipers.com.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities. Keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Message from North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions. All right. Leanne has a question, and then we have Jim the Flagpole Guy weighing in here. Leanne, what's on your mind?
This is Leanne. I wanted to give you a quick call to clarify what our office can do regarding the petition and the signatures.
Okay, perfect. This is Leanne from the Secretary of State's office.
Correct. Yep.
Oh, great. Great. Thanks for calling us. So tell me what folks need to do.
Well, as of now, there's the Sentry Code that doesn't allow. The Sentry Code says an elector's name may not be removed by the elector from a petition that has been submitted to and received by the Secretary of State's office. So basically, my hands are tied. They've turned it in last week. We cannot remove a name from the petition according to the North Dakota Century Code. So the options these individuals have now would be, if it does make it to the ballot, they just would not then vote for it. But I can't take their names off. And so I knew something was happening because I had 4 calls in a minute and a number of emails. I'm like, uh-oh, what's happening?
Somebody
to remove their names.
If somebody else had called and given us the number saying, yeah, you got to talk to Leanne and here's the number. So I think that's why this happened. But I also heard from others that you could have your name removed, and was that before the petition
before
was final?
Before they were turned into our office, right.
Well, wait a minute, though. Who would they ask to turn to have it removed? Not your office?
The sponsoring committee has a contact person, and I had at the time, I could still find it, but it's moot now, but they would have to contact the circulators and the sponsoring committee to say, hey, I want this, my name removed, and they had given me an email and a phone number to call.
Yeah, and it sounds like somebody went to the office they were instructed to and it was empty, it wasn't there. So, but bottom line, your office can't do anything about removing names from the petition any longer at this point because you're obviously following Century Code.
Correct. Yep.
All right. Thanks, Leon. I'm going to suggest that this be looked at for every legal angle. Signatures were gathered under fraudulent terms, telling people things different than they were, then it seems to me that regardless of the timeline, if I want my name removed, I should be able to get my name removed.
The calls that I was getting before it was turned in is basically what you're saying is that they were told, that it was a lot, the first section of the petition, the military part, which is not wrong. That part is correct. They just didn't go into what the rest of the petition, was about.
Well, and they were lying because there already was the ability for military to vote later, so it wasn't any change that petition did, as I understand it. But, Leon, I understand that's not your fight. Yeah. I'm just saying something, a legislator, the governor's office, somebody, Attorney General Stengem, somebody has to look into this and give people relief. I wouldn't just let it go and say, let's wait for the election personally. Appreciate the call so much. Jim the Flagpole Guy is here. Oh, I need a dose of Jim the Flagpole Guy today with all this craziness going on. Jim, talk me off the ledge.
Well, Scott, Americans, we know hardship. I don't have to tell your audience about, struggles of entrepreneurship or working hard and, doing the right thing, sometimes a little bit harder. Well, I don't know. This whole year, 2020, is kind of filibusterious for all of us, and I never had so many things break down and, now it's the sewing machine, but we're just powering through it. And I got a great team that's helping me. It's funny how the problems get bigger, but then there's God's giving me somebody to help me. I've got a great team in Philip, and a special gentleman out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, came up here to learn how to put flagpoles in, took vacation, sent his wife and children on down to Omaha. He's here learning how to put flagpoles in. He's going to help. I'm looking for different types of help. We got so much announced, I can't handle it all there, Mr. Scott. So we're assembling a new system to handle the load and to help more people. We're talking flag consortium type groups, and we're really happy and we're optimistic because America powers through these kind of problems. And as you notice, truth is coming out. We'll just be patient. America's good. God is good. And we just got to do the next right thing for the next right reason and pray our way through it, and it'll be taken care of for us, just like every other time, Scott.
Well said, my friend. Well said. No doubt about it. And are you looking for any other help in the way of labor? A lot of folks looking for a job right now. Anything in particular you need?
Well, right now, it's funny because the oil field's down, and I got a call last week from a gentleman who's helped me before, and he's coming on board, and with Mr. Phillip and Mr. Mike in the Tierney Assault 1, I'm going to command Tierney Assault 2 boom truck, and we're going to be, now that everything's running, we're going to see where we're at. But what we're looking for is people who are in different set quadrants of the all everybody that's hearing our voice. If you're taking care of a flag, you're taking care of several flags in the, or a couple flags in the city.
Great idea. Great idea. Get some flag captains going in different corners of the state. 701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.